I've just watched a fresh turkey being covered in fragments of cheese-flavoured crisps, and then stuffed with what looks like 3 kilos of cheddar. The video has more than 4 million views on YouTube. Call it a stunt, call it a travesty. Whatever you make of it, this is food, but not as you know it. It's an extreme example of a so-called food porn video, a viral clip of an excessively indulgent recipe designed to shock or delight in equal measure. While responses to the cheese-stuffed turkey video were mixed, to say the least, videos that revel in stringy, gooey melted cheese, lashings of melted chocolate, or heinous quantities of barbecue sauce are all the rage. They are shared far and wide on social media, and evidence is growing to suggest that they are changing consumer expectations. Some of the most well-known creators behind these videos include Tasty, BuzzFeed Brand, Twisted, Spoon University, and Chef Club. Their clips take the form of visual recipes, usually filmed in a top-down format, focusing entirely on the food itself and cooking utensils. The final shots often show slow-motion close-ups of the resulting dish. For me, watching those kind of things, the initial reaction is, they're disgusting, they're so gross, they're also incredibly wasteful, they're ludicrously unhealthy, says Tom Eagle, food writer and freelance chef. The term food porn is apt because it's completely unrealistic. And yet Mr. Eagle, who specializes in modern restaurant cuisine and fermentation recipes, has witnessed the power of social media. Stick a dish on Instagram, he says, and the punters will come looking. That's what sells the most the next day at the restaurant. People nowadays like to eat exactly what they want, when they want, and are, for instance, increasingly using food delivery apps for that purpose. The meal delivery market in the UK grew 13.4% year-on-year in 2018, and is up again this year, according to industry data, says Kim Malley at the Agriculture and Horticulture Development Board, AHDB. It's a safe bet that apps have revolutionized the sector, she says. But what about videos of food? There are clues there, too. The AHDB tracks consumer opinion on cooking and food purchasing habits. The body asks what sources people use to inspire their cooking at home. 12% claim that they've looked at YouTube for recipe inspiration, she says. To put that into perspective, in 2015, that was only at 4%.